Busy city life makes it hard to think about and work at integrating our faith with our lives. Welcome to the Cathedral Podcast, produced and hosted by Jenny Ho Huan. Each episode, we want to help you relate core Christian truths to your daily life. Whether it's science, philosophy, cultural trends, or life stories, we bring you authentic and unrehearsed conversations to spark insight and strengthen your faith and your life.
Hi, I'm Jenny. This is the very first episode of the Cathedral Podcast, and it's a good place for me to share with you why we have it. The Cathedral is starting a new faith and life track under her education and formation program. So this podcast is part of this exciting track, which we hope will inform, inspire, and help all of us to think more deeply about matters of faith and life. So with me on this first episode is the Vicar Terry Wong and also Gillian and Pei, who are assisting in developing and running this new track. So to get us off the ground, Vicar, could you please tell us why you choose to call this the Faith and Life Track?
Well, Faith and Life Track is under a Christian education program. Now, Christian education should cover everything of life, right? All of life. Because yes. God is a creator. He's Lord over everything.
Right.
And so it's not just about Bible or theology. It should cover areas, humanities, science, politics, IT, so much going on in the world today.
A holistic development, the development of the whole person under God.
There
are also always hot potato issues.
That's right.
According to the season of the day.
You take a while, but we're slowly rolling out. And I'm sure the cathedral community, especially, and perhaps those who are younger, those who are in uni or young adults may appreciate some of the very current issues that we are wrestling with.
Yeah, thank you. That is truly what we hope to do through these podcasts. And Gillian Pei, what are your thoughts? I mean, why would we need this? What is wrong with our Christianity? Is there anything wrong? Gillian, what do you think?
I wouldn't say there's something wrong, but maybe something that is missing in that sense. And I think what Vicar said is right. If Christ is Lord over all things, and if God is creator over all, and Christ is in all, and all things have been reconciled to Him, then we ought to be able to find God's DNA and His thumbprint and His purpose in all things, whether that's in church or things outside the church as well, including science and philosophy and IT and so on.
Right.
And I think what Christians tend to do is that we tend to separate faith and
compartmentalize.
And so we're good at the Christian things, worship and prayer, which are very, very important.
Yes.
But then we tend to not see intrinsic value in the other parts of life, like our studies and our work. We tend not to think about how God is related or even relevant or can be found in the stuff of life.
I totally agree with you, Jill. I think I've grown up in church as a child coming to Christ. And I love my church, gave me a really good solid background in studying the Bible and all that. But I found myself many times grappling with questions like, should I watch this movie? You know, should I go out with this guy? You know, should I spend time, my money in this way or that way? And I don't always find the answers forthcoming on an average Sunday Bible study class. But of course, I was young. Maybe I didn't know where to look. Yeah. Pei, what about you?
I think you know, quite some years ago, there was this movement of the practicing of the presence of God. I think there was a book by, I can't remember, Brother Lawrence. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Brother Lawrence. And I think that was a seed for, I think, some of these ideas. It's like, do we practice the presence of the Lord in all of life and really look for, like Gillian was saying, His DNA, His shadows? You know, if things are in the shadow season of eternity, are we, you know, walking out of those, you know, just sort of walking toward the fullness of what those shadows are supposed to be pointing to and getting excited about spending all of that eternity with a God who is infinitely creative through every sphere, you know, whether it's the sciences or the arts. And does that really thrill us? And have we limited who our God is by dividing our spheres of faith?
I really appreciate what you're saying about walking in the shadow lands towards this bright future which the scripture describes as the kingdom of God that has already arrived when Jesus announced that the kingdom of God is here, right? And, you know, and yet we're still living very much in this world. And every day we are confronted with the realities of this world. And how do we live in this in-between space?
Yeah. And of course, being a pastor for many years, what sometimes troubled me is members who find it difficult to reconcile what they hear in church on Sunday and what they, and the environment they are in from to Saturday, especially those in academic environment, right? How they reconcile what they know about the world and the faith. And it's hard sometimes as a church on a Sunday, given a short time, to talk about things to help them to integrate, right?
Yes, I think
and
so too.
I think that's why a systematic way of teaching, learning, facilitating education, I think is very, very important. It's not just about classroom or seminars. It's about books, podcasts such as this.
I guess we want to use as many mediums as possible. So, Vicar, why podcast?
Well, I'm an avid listener of some very good Christian podcasts.
Wow, okay.
I drive maybe up to 1 to 2 hours a day, spend time on the road. And so listening to a podcast gives me an opportunity to focus on certain issues and learn something and always gain something that's very precious and part of just growing spiritually and intellectually.
So as you're driving, you kind of like, you're looking out a window metaphorically through listening to something and just, you know, trying to enrich your thought and thought processes even. That's amazing. Wow.
It has been said that Singapore is not a podcast nation, but actually many of our young people, my children, for example, they follow many podcasts.
Wow.
At least from overseas.
Yes.
Some are Christians ones, some are not, right?
Right.
I think people like to listen to good content. They want to learn. And you're traveling on MRT, you're driving. It gives you a wonderful opportunity.
Definitely, the commute time is a great time to listen to good things that are maybe more thought-provoking, not so much digested material.
Yeah.
Yep.
And there are many things you can't communicate through a sermon or through a courier article, right? We have many interesting people in the cathedral community itself. A podcast allows us to, in an interview format, you know, to highlight personal stories, bring focused attention to ministries or issues affecting our society today. I think we have politicians in our midst, of course, Christian politicians, their views and so forth. So I think a podcast is a wonderful channel for learning, to get people talking, thinking, and let them know the church is concerned as well. We are not, there's a Malay saying, katak bawa temperung, right?
So which, kind of, means?
Which means ostrich in the sand.
Oh, right. Yeah,
putting a head in the sand. It's like ignoring what's going on in the world.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm a keen student of science. I kept reading and I try my best to keep up what's going on in the world. We have reasons we're concerned about the faith of members. Is it strong? Is it robust? Or is it something
that's just true.
Pragmatic and in terms of when they face crisis with a faith hold, I think that's
exactly
very important.
Exactly. Yeah. Actually, crisis times is always the times when the quality of our faith is really revealed. And Vicar, you're absolutely right. I think an hour in Sunday school or a 30-minute sermon, there's only that much that can do. And so in order to have a robust faith, we need to do so much more. And, well, I think while the church tries to do everything, you guys listening, I think you will agree with me that your personal intentionality and ownership is very important. Any of you want to share your own personal stories of how there was a time when maybe your faith kind of like bumped up to the next level because you took ownership?
I think it's been an ongoing journey of, you know, I used to work for a missions organization doing full-time ministry. And while there were some really rich parts to that, I think I was... I had this limited theology of sacred, secular, and I think over time, God shifted it from, I think you just feel like something is missing, even in your ministry, even as you're preaching, you know, everybody go into full-time ministry because that's the higher calling. There comes this nagging feeling of, is that really true?
Right.
And is that really the gospel? Is that the good news of the gospel? And what else is there for all the people of God? You know, is it just this one goal of going on staff with a missions organization?
Yeah.
So I think God just brought me on this journey of feeling like I needed to look at my faith more carefully and whether I really understood it, you know, even though I'm preaching the gospel and I'm trying to win people into the kingdom, do I understand the kingdom of God myself?
Wow.
So it was a good process, and it, you know, I think it took, going into the area of education, formal education, I should say, not Christian education in the church setting, but going to a school format to really think through some of the issues of what does God have to say about formal education and the 6 to 8 hours a day we spend in school, school-related activities. What does that look like under the Lordship of Christ? And what does biblical parenting, you know,
That is a whole huge conversation.
It is. But and that was part of my journey.
Yes. Exactly. We want to pick that up. But thanks for sharing that journey. Yeah. I think what's really poignant is how you develop an awareness that maybe what you have believed and you are living and working for was not all there is to it. Like, there's more.
Just the nagging.
And there's this maybe a holy discontent, a stirring within you. So that's marvelous. Yeah. What did you find helpful in that journey? Was it a podcast? Just kidding.
Not in those days.
Maybe not in those days. I just look young, but I'm not young. I think people. Right. Actually, I think it was community. A lot of this goes back to the people around you and those that you're in relationship with, and even their journeys. I think we're wrestling through questions together, and then asking them of one another, sometimes pushing back on some of the things that we say to one another, and saying, is that really actually fully biblical, or is there something we haven't explored, you know, in our understanding of our faith.
That is powerful,
so,
isn't it?
Yeah, it was good friends who wrestled with questions and issues together. And I think that's good. As well as books and no podcasts back then.
So information on its own, and even that sense of awareness or personal struggle is more like a... the motion, but the community dimension is definitely important. So even if you listen to a podcast, it's great to be able to discuss it in your small groups and with your good friends, so that that exchange will sharpen your understanding.
It's the whole life on life.
That's right, and the whole life on life. Yes,
actually, a book or a podcast, or whatever, simply just connects you to the view and thoughts of someone.
That's true. Right. There is an element of community.
Brother Lawrence, right?
Yes. It is a form of discipleship.
So you're tapping on the the riches of
The legacy of
the faith of the church worldwide in time, in space and time.
And that's a great point.
Can be faith strengthening because we're so caught up in this little bubble, right, called Singapore. And we think that's all there is to it. But these are all little windows that we can use to connect with the rest, wider world.
It's so important to know that we can live outside our bubbles. And it's actually a lot more fun if we would be willing to try that.
That's right. Yeah. Sometimes as a pastor, of course, the pastor is first of all a Christian, right? That's stating the obvious, right? But he's a Christian.
Very important.
He's someone who needs to grow in his faith. And actually, people forget. They think the pastors should have all the super solid faith, right?
But that's true.
The pastor absorbed a lot of life
through
the experience of his parishioners, the suffering, the
sicknesses. There's a lot of vicarious bearing of
the questions that people have.
Exactly.
Right? Yep. Mm-hmm. So everything is channeled in and through him, right?
Yes.
And so fine. Therefore, as a Christian, I also need to grow. Mm-hmm. Or else I find that I wasn't able to handle or help people who go through very different experiences.
Yeah, yeah. That is the pastoral burden, isn't it?
A lifelong learner. Learning is important. And so while I think of Christian education, I also think of it's also a reflection of my own spiritual, intellectual journey as a Christian and, of course, as a pastor.
Wow, thank you for saying that, because I think as a church, it's marvelous to have a pastor who models that for us. It's important. I think that hunger to grow holistically as a pastor, as a leader, sets the pace for the rest of the church. Yeah, that's great. Okay, so what can we look forward to in the Faith and Life track, Vika?
Faith and Life track. Early days, but I'm very glad that there's yourself, Jenny, and there's Gillian and Pei. I know these things are foremost in your heart.
Yep.
And I believe the Lord has led you here to help us to develop this strength, to help us to build. It's going to take many years. Yeah.
Did you say many years? Okay. Dear
right,
Lord.
It's a long-term plan. Right? It's a long-term plan.
Well, since I obey the fifth commandment, I expect to live long and well. That's good.
But it's a long-term plan.
Yes.
To build up courses, right?
Yeah.
As I mentioned earlier on important issues, science and faith, evolution, creation, human sexuality areas, gender issues, right?
Right. Mm.
So, courses, materials in writing, yeah, articles, yeah, podcasts such as this, and to begin to create an environment of learning. For the cathedral. And of course, what you do in the cathedral, I believe, will be a blessing to other churches and the wider public. And one of the vision of the cathedral is to be a voice in the city.
Wow.
Right.
Yes. That's important. I think that's a very special sort of position that cathedral has right here in the heart of Singapore.
Yeah.
Historically and also spiritually, yeah.
Mm. And I think it's a responsibility.
Mm.
Right. I think something that we responsibility should take up wholeheartedly and help cathedral to be influenced to have an influential voice. It's not just
our
heritage or
Jill and Pei, take it up wholeheartedly. Say amen.
Amen.
Prompt.
Oh, wholeheartedly.
Nice.
Right.
Amen.
We have a tight team here. Yeah. Yeah, well actually and it's not going to be a done deal because, you know, issues of life will continue to evolve as, you know, every generation will face different issues. So we hope that we can get this going and there'll be a new generation of people will come up and take it further. Yeah.
Correct. And the others in the cathedral, I think, absolutely very keen to help as well.
Wow. Plenty of talented people, I'm sure.
Yeah. I'm excited about the potential. Mm.
So, if we successfully help these people, what would it feel like for them?
To help them begin on the journey of being open to learn. Yeah.
Right.
And not to be nervous about. Sometimes we do need to re-establish some facts of our faith. Perhaps we learn it in Sunday school and we have certain perspective that may need to be strengthened,
deepened.
Undoubtedly in cathedral, there are some who come on Sunday, but they will admit to me that their faith is, you know, they're barely hanging by
the thread, eh?
By thread.
By what I call the thread of grace. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yes. It's very real. I think
when we, as we will be, right, doing Sermon of Hope and we run an Alpha course, it brings confidence, I think, to struggling Christians when they realize that we can face up, think through these issues and find a stronger basis, you know, for our own faith and how we may express it, not just in part of life, but the whole of life, not just now, but forever. Right.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah. I think that's important. Yeah.
I think it's not just. I mean, confidence is one thing, but maybe I would also add that there is more joy.
Yes.
True.
If Christ came to give us the abundant life, that we actually are living that out, and it doesn't mean that it's a a bit of roses, but that there is joy even in the mundane and the everyday parts of life. I have a friend who always says this, and I always remember it. There are too many unhappy Christians trying to convert happy sinners.
Oh my,
too many unhappy Christians trying to convert happy sinners.
Yeah.
People in the world, in that sense, are just happily doing their thing. They are enjoying life.
Yes.
Mm. But then, what are the Christians? We should be enjoying the life that God has given us. He has given us all these things to enjoy for the enjoyment and to His glory.
Yep.
Exactly. And so more joy, I'm hoping.
Yeah, you might even add a joy that will get us to the cross, that Christ's passion was such where his enjoyment of the kingdom and of his Father sort of drove him to go beyond and to sacrifice more. I think we might find that shift in our own thinking is when we understand the fullness of the kingdom that the Father is trying to build, that both gets us thrilled and up and out of bed in the morning, as well as I think motivates us to lay down our lives a bit more.
Yeah, it motivates us to come to church early and leave the church maybe smiling.
Maybe
that.
So it's that kind of joy.
The joy of life.
Yeah.
The joy of just being alive, the joy of having life in Christ, the joy of being able to share that life with others.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's trial filled, but it's a full life. Mm. This is what Christ promised, right?
Yeah, fantastic. Well, on that note, I want to leave everyone with a prayer by Paul to the Thessalonians, where he says, "Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who has loved us and given us eternal comfort and good hope by grace, comfort and strengthen our hearts in every good work and word." So we hope you continue to listen to these podcasts. We will be bringing you many, many different people and conversations and stories and issues. And we hope you will engage with us and start having these conversations among yourselves with your friends in the family. And let's grow together a whole culture of embracing life, of learning about the goodness of God and the grandeur of his plans for our life, for this world, of his kingdom that is growing steadily and stronger day by day. And let's all grow together in confidence and in faith. Thank you for listening in.
Thank you for listening in. We hope you've been encouraged with some new thoughts on faith and life integration. You can find us on the Cathedral app, iTunes, Spotify, or at cathedral.org.sg/podcast. Be sure to join us again.